Carissa Larry here at the 92nd FFA National Convention reporting for FFA Today. The 2019 National Agriculture Proficiency winners are in. I'm here speaking with Reese Wilson here from Texas for Sheep Production. How are you feeling today?
Honestly, I am very much in shock with how well the interviews and all the process through this went, and it went amazingly well, and I'm very fortunate to have won this.
Tell us a little bit about SAE and what's close to your heart.
Yes, ma'am. So my SAE involves my work for Wilson Hair Sheep, which is a hair sheep operation that is ran by my father, and I work alongside him to care for the animals, prepare for breeding seasons, and to sell our livestock. And it has had an enormous impact on me. I began my work in my freshman year of high school, and I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do with the rest of my life after high school. And after 4 years of helping my father run this operation, I decided that I wanted to major in animal science with the goal of becoming an embryologist and one day taking over the operation after I graduate. And without this SAE, I never would have been able to figure that out on my own.
So what words of wisdom or advice would you give those wanting to be in your position eventually?
The one word of advice I can give is to do it. If you're thinking about something, go get involved. At least dip your feet in the water to find out if you like it or not, because that's what I did. My dad started this operation before I could even walk on my own two legs. And when I got into high school, I looked at him and said, I'll try it. And after 1 year, I fell in love with the livestock industry and continued my work throughout high school. And I still work with him today, even as I'm a freshman in college.
So share with us an experience that you're going to take with you through this thing called life that's going to just motivate you to push even further.
So one of the biggest impacts this has had on me has been to improve my work efforts and drive that I have in anything and everything that I do. This gave me the discipline to wake up early in the morning and stay up late at night to care for animals, and that's something I'll be able to utilize for the rest of my life as I go through college and I have to work endless hours to make good grades and going on to my next job after I graduate, and I know that I'm going to have to put in countless hours in order to ensure that I'm doing a good job.
So what is that job that you say, hey, I want this and I'm going to stick with this after college?
So my dream job right now, because of the experiences that I've had in my SAE, is to become an embryologist. Spending time in the lab and underneath the microscope and freezing embryos and assisting veterinarians with procedures such as artificial insemination and embryo transfer is something that very much excites me. And I would never have been able to find that out without my SAE. So I'm very thankful for it.
So we all have those people in our lives that push us to do better. Who would you say thank you to? Thank you for pushing me to be Reese, and thank you for pushing me beyond what I thought I could be pushed to.
My biggest hero has definitely been my dad. After I started in this operation, after about a year, I looked at him, and it got really hard because I had a lot of time commitments. And I really wasn't sure how everything was going to work out. And he looked at me and just said, stick through it. You can do this. I may be your boss, but I'm here to tell you that you can do it. And I stuck through it as hard as I could because I was involved in multiple things while I was in high school, not just this operation. And I had a lot of other things going on. And I stuck through it. And that's where my stubbornness was born. That's where my drive to succeed was born, and that's where my hard work was born.
Dylan Dent of the Wayne County High School FFA chapter in Georgia, winner for poultry production, sponsored by Tractor Supply Company and U.S. Poultry Egg and Association. This is Carissa Lair here at the 92nd FFA National Convention, reporting for FFA Today.